Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Yvette.
Oh, I'm glad you called. Now, I'm going to stay in Paris for a while, Angel. Mm-hmm. I'm out to prove 50 million Frenchmen can be wrong when it comes to murder.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the menacing Mamselle.
The boy who said good Americans when they die go to Paris must be wrong. Here I am in the City of Light and very much alive. Still, you never know. If the French cab drivers don't get me, there's always a chance someone like Jerry Collier will. Mr. Collier's the good-looking citizen who just checked into the pension on the Rue de Belleville. Obviously, he doesn't believe in traveling light. That's a Colt 45 he's packing. It may look small, but it sure holds a lot of lead.
Who is it?
The concierge, monsieur.
The who?
Are you called the janitor?
Just a second.
Where the devil can I put...
Okay, come in.
Bonjour, Monsieur Collier.
Hi.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am Émile Diderot.
Glad to know you, Émile.
If there is anything I can do to make your stay here enjoyable, you have but to command me.
Thanks, I'll remember that.
Paris has so much to offer. And Monsieur has seen the Pantheon?
Several times.
Well, if Monsieur is not interested in dead French men, perhaps live French women would be more to his liking.
Look, Emile, I'm busy.
I could introduce him to a very charming mademoiselle named Fleurette Duval.
You don't see... What was that name again?
Fleurette Duval. She works as a model on the Rue de la Paix.
She wouldn't be from the Haute Savoy.
Monsieur knows her?
Yeah.
What an amazing coincidence.
Don't give me that. You knew I was looking for her.
I give you my word, Monsieur Collier.
What'd you do, go through my luggage?
Pardon?
I asked you something.
Monsieur is very free with his hands.
How did you know I was looking for her?
My mother was a gypsy.
Don't get gay. You went through my diary, didn't you?
Yes, Monsieur.
Where'd she live? Come on, Emile, I'm not clowning. Where does this Fleurette Duval live?
She has a flat in the Pelouse d'Evron, number 27.
It's right off the Grand Boulevard on the east side, isn't it?
Yes, monsieur.
Thanks a lot, Emile. You've been a great help.
Monsieur has such a forceful personality, I could hardly be otherwise. I look forward to the opportunity to serve him again.
Monsieur is looking for someone?
Yes, an English gentleman with a monocle. Oh, never mind, I see him. Monsieur Vaughan.
My dear Emile.
Would you care for brandy?
And some caviar.
But a member of the proletariat, your tastes are surprisingly exotic. All right, garçon.
Very good, Monsieur Vaughan.
How did it go, Emile?
Perfectly.
I wouldn't judge so from your appearance.
These bruises? They merely indicate how well I played my part with Monsieur Collier.
He has no idea how you knew he was looking for Fleurette Duval?
No. He thought I ran across an entry in his diary. Naturally, I said nothing to contradict it.
You amaze me, Emile.
I do.
Yes. How can a man with your talent be satisfied with being a concierge?
I'm only too happy to serve the party wherever they think best.
And I suppose the 100,000 francs I promised you...
Well, it was 200,000, monsieur.
I'm quite sure I said 100.
Perhaps. But I am sure you would not wish me to go back to Monsieur Collier and tell him how I knew he was looking for Fleurette Duval.
In my country, they call that blackmail.
What a coincidence, monsieur. In France, they call it blackmail, too.
I like you, Emile.
And I'm very fond of you, Monsieur Vaughan.
You brandy, monsieur.
Ah, you're just in time. All right, Emile. Let's drink to our perfect understanding. May Mr. Collier find his meeting with Fleurette Duval as profitable.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Florette Duval?
Oui.
I'm Jerry Collier.
Jerry Collier?
Doesn't my name mean anything to you?
Of course. You are the American who is going out with Gigi.
No, I'm going out with you.
I do not understand.
Well, I'll make it real easy. Mind if I sit down?
Really, monsieur? I'm expecting company.
This won't take long. During the war, you lived in Annecy in Haute-Savoie, right?
Why do you ask?
Believe me, I got a good reason. Would you like to see it?
Very much.
Well, what do you think of this?
What? Why, the gun?
You never heard the name Jerry Collier before?
No.
Maybe you'd be more familiar with my brother's.
Your brother's name?
He had to bail out over occupied France during the war. He landed in Haute-Savoie. He was befriended by a family named Duval.
Duval?
Yeah, they hid him from the Nazis. But what I forgot to mention was that they had a daughter. She was a mercenary young thing. For a small consideration, she turned him over to the Gestapo. Guess what her name was? You give up? It was Florette.
And you think I am... Who told you that?
Maurice Lafarge.
I do not know any such person.
Well, he knows you. All right, honey. Anytime you're ready.
No, no, no. You are making a mistake.
What are you complaining about? You're going to have it a lot easier than my brother. He was tortured first.
I swear I am not the same girl.
Are you kidding?
Monsieur does not understand. Duval is a very common name in France. It is like Smith in your country. There were 100 in Haute-Savoie.
Don't give me that.
I can prove it. You said your brother Paul was befriended by this girl's family.
Well?
Well, I have none. I am an orphan. I was raised at the convent at Chamonix. There on the wall, you can see my diploma.
Then why was I told Florette Duval was in Paris?
She may be. Did you ever think to consult the directory? There are over 50.
I should have thought of that, but when Emile...
Emile?
Emile Diderot, he's a concierge at the pension where I'm staying. When he mentioned your name, I jumped to the wrong conclusion. All I can say is I was stupid.
Well, you have said it. Now go.
Believe me, I'm sorry.
Operator, Alpine 5413.
Hello.
Jacques, Florette Duval.
What is it, Florette?
I thought you might be interested. I just entertained a young American named Jerry Collier.
Well?
Perhaps entertained is not the right word. He was going to kill me.
How did you talk yourself out of it?
You know how inventive I can be.
Well, I'll take care of Monsieur Collier immediately.
You better. I should hate to play this little scene again. Next time, we might not have a happy ending.
Yeah.
Hello, you Jerry Collier?
That's right.
My name is Mike Waring. I just moved in next door.
Come on in.
Thanks. The concierge told me there was a fellow American on this floor.
Sit down.
Thanks.
Drink?
Well, Waring never says no.
Did you say your name was Mike Waring?
Uh-huh.
Seems to me I heard of you in the States. Aren't you the private detective they call the Falcon?
Not so loud.
I wonder if you could help me out.
Well, if it entails making like a bird dog, I'm afraid not. I've quit the racket.
This would be a cinch. I'm looking for a girl named Florette Duval.
That's like looking for John Smith in New York.
Yeah, so I learned the hard way. I ran into one of them this afternoon, almost got myself in a jam.
Well, what happened?
It's a long, dull story.
Well, I don't mind, as long as your brandy holds out.
Well, during the war, my brother wound up in the hands of the Gestapo, thanks to a Florette Duval. I got a tip she was in Paris and living in the Pelouse de Vron. Lucky she was the wrong girl.
Lucky for whom?
Huh?
I see you're packing a gun.
Yeah. If she hadn't done some fast talking, the gendarmes might be hunting a killer tonight.
Well, obviously she was the wrong girl.
Yeah, she couldn't possibly have known Paul. She was brought up... Wait a minute. She knew his name was Paul.
Well, you probably told her.
No, I just referred to him as my brother... She was the one who came up with the name.
Look, Collier.
Well, what do you know? She She was the right Florette Duval after all. Sorry, Waring, I gotta run.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
To correct a mistake I made.
You're out of your mind.
Now be a good kid and stay out of this.
Look, if you think I'm going to let you walk out of here and commit murder...
That's exactly what I think. Now get out of my way.
Now don't be a fool, Collier.
You're gonna get out of my way?
Give me that gun.
Okay. Sorry, fella, but you asked me to give it to you. I hope that's what you had in mind.
Hello.
Have I the pleasure of speaking to Monsieur Robert Vaughan?
Is that your idea of pleasure?
This is Emile, Monsieur Vaughan. I thought perhaps you might be interested in the latest developments.
Always.
You are prepared to pay for them?
For a member of the party, Emile, you show a sordid interest in money.
Alas, I am afraid you are right. Shall we say another 200,000 francs?
Let's hear your information first.
Well, a short while ago, I heard a disturbance in Monsieur Collier's room. When I went to investigate, I discovered a new tenant there, a Monsieur Waring. He was on the floor, unconscious.
This Waring chap, his first name wouldn't be Michael.
You know him?
We met in Vienna last week.
He's an American agent?
So it would seem. Is he still unconscious?
Yes.
It might serve our purpose just as well if he never came to.
I do not understand.
Of course you do, Emile. Would be fairly simple to manage. Two Americans indulge in a drunken brawl. One leaves, the other's found later by the gendarmes with a knife in his chest.
Monsieur makes it sound logical, but you cannot expect all this for 200,000 francs.
You'll be serving the party.
Oh, please do not think unkindly of me, but I prefer to serve myself.
You're a man out of my own heart. Shall we say 500,000 francs?
When would I collect?
Well, don't worry, Emile, you'll get it. You get everything that's coming to you. First attend to Mr. Waring.
All right, Emil.
Oh.
What do you think you're doing?
Monsieur Waring, you startled me.
Yes, well, I meant to. What have you got behind your back?
Nothing.
Let's see that.
No!
By you, this is nothing.
Well, I can explain the knife.
You better.
Well, I heard a disturbance in Monsieur Collier's room. I thought there might be thieves present. Naturally, I came prepared to defend myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not bad for an ad lib.
Monsieur does not believe me.
What a question. How long ago did Collier leave?
Perhaps 20 minutes.
You suppose he went over to see Florette Duval?
Florette Duval? I do not know the name, monsieur.
I've got a hunch you know it real well.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll make sure to explain it later. Right now, I've got a call to make. Get me a cab. I'll be down in a minute.
Oui?
I'd like to see Florette Duval.
Oh, but of course, monsieur. Whom shall I say is calling?
Mike Waring.
Ah. Just follow me, please. You are a friend of Mademoiselle Duval?
You might say that.
Well, if you will just step in here.
All right. What's the idea?
You wish to see Florette Duval?
Is that...
Yes.
Can I lift the blanket?
Allow me. Yes, it isn't very pretty, is it, monsieur?
Oh, hardly.
Well, a 45 caliber Colt does a great deal of damage.
She must have been lovely.
You say that as though you had never seen her in life.
I didn't.
Yet you claim to be her friend.
Well, only in a manner of speaking.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am Georges Marat.
Mm-hmm. You're the prefect of police?
Oh, nothing so impressive. I'm merely a small wheel in the machinery of justice. It would correspond to sergeant in your country. What do you know of her murder?
Nothing.
Yet it comes as no surprise to you.
Well, I heard someone threaten her.
And the gentleman's name?
What makes you think it was a man?
We have his fingerprints.
Now, look, Mara, this isn't as simple as it seems.
I am afraid I must insist, monsieur. The gentleman's name?
Jerry Collier.
Merci. It merely illustrates the harmony that exists between our two countries. I supply the victim, and you supply the killer. Believe me, monsieur, France is forever in your debt.
Last year, thousands of Americans who tried to get away with carelessness on the highways were killed or permanently injured in traffic accidents. Most frequent causes of such accidents are speed too great for the conditions of the road, failure to keep to the right of the center line, and immoderate drinking by the driver. Studies have shown that there are one or more violations of the law or of safe practice in almost every motor vehicle accident. Encourage driver training in your high schools. Teach your children the rules of safety on the highway. And remember, the life you save may be your own. And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, it merely goes to show that Americans ought to hang together on foreign shores. I'm sure Jerry Collier felt that way, especially after I'd arranged for him to hang alone. The next 3 hours are kind of hectic. First, Marat took me down to the prefecture of police in the Palais de Justice, where I saw how the French do it. And you know something? They do it just like us. In 5 minutes, they had a dragnet out for Jerry Collier. But I guess they weren't looking in the right places, because when I got back to my room in the pension, the phone was sounding off. When I picked it up, I was surprised to hear an American accent. After all, it was a French phone. Yeah, I don't have to ask who this is. You're a hot buster.
I guess I can thank you for that.
Well, I couldn't help myself.
Listen, Waring, I swear I didn't kill that girl. You gotta believe me.
Where are you now?
Near the bridge that goes to the left bank next to Notre Dame Cathedral.
Well, it's a miracle you haven't been picked up yet. Now, look, do you know Vera's bar on the Boulevard des Capucines?
Why?
Well, don't ask questions. Just go there and ask for Vera. She'll take care of you. I'll be by in 20 minutes.
Now, don't you worry, honey. Any friend of Mike's is a friend of mine.
Thanks, Vera.
Did he ever tell you about the time right after the war when the two of us...
No, Angel. You're telling tales out of school.
Oh. Well, I suppose you two lugs want to be alone, huh?
Well, I'd appreciate it. Listen, Vera, if a gendarme should drop around...
I don't know from nothing.
That's my girl.
If you want anything, just holler.
Listen, Waring, how well do you know the dame?
Vera? She's a legend here.
You sure you can trust her?
You're missing the point, Collier. The question is, can we trust you?
I tell you, I didn't kill Florette.
You were on your way over when I last saw you.
She was dead when I got there. I didn't even go in the room. I just opened the door, and that was enough.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that Florette Duval worked for the underground during the war?
She still gave my brother away.
Where did you pick that up?
A man named Maurice Blanc told me. He lives in Haute Savoy and knew the whole story.
Tall, heavy-set character with a handlebar mustache?
Yes.
He's a commie agent.
What difference does that make?
Look, Collier, try to get this through your head. Florette Duval was planted in the Communist Party by people who must be nameless.
So?
So the comrades discovered it and decided to liquidate her. That's where you came in.
I don't get you.
Well, you were walking around France ready to commit murder. So they planted a bug in your ear that Florette was the party you were looking for.
You mean she had nothing to do with my brother's death?
Nothing at all.
How do you know so much about this?
I was assigned to protect her. You think it was an accident I moved into the same pension with you?
I can't believe it.
Well, you better... They just intended to use you as an executioner.
Why, the dirty...
Look, who told you Florette lived in the Palus d'Avron?
The concierge at the pension.
Emile?
Yes.
How did he know you were looking for her?
I keep a diary. He claimed he saw it there.
He was lying. He's a communist agent, too. They just led you around by the nose.
I'll get him for this.
Haven't you learned your lesson yet? You said that once before.
I'm sorry.
Well, you should be. Now, you leave Brother Emile to me. Hello, Emile.
Monsieur Waring.
Mind if I come in?
I was just leaving.
I won't keep you long. Well, I guess you heard about Mr. Collier.
All Paris says by this time.
He claims you told him where he could find Florette Duval.
Me, monsieur?
All right, let's stop playing games, Emil. You're working for the comrades. It was your job to see Kalia located, Florette Duval.
You are mistaken.
Now, who do you take your orders from, Robert Vaughn?
I would a humble concierge know a Comintern officiel.
But you do know he stands high in communist circles.
One reads the papers, monsieur.
One might, but one never saw it there. Mr. Vaughn hates publicity. Is he in Paris?
I do not know what monsieur is talking about.
Well, would you for $1,000?
Now, monsieur is talking my language. Where is the money?
I'll have it for you in an hour.
Then in an hour I shall be glad to assist you. Au revoir, Monsieur Waring. I look forward to your return.
Oh, no.
Monsieur Waring, I believe.
What are you doing here, Marat? Or shouldn't I ask that of a police official?
Oh, please do.
Where's Emile?
Where would you naturally expect to find him?
Is that the same blanket you used to cover Florette Duval?
Alas, Monsieur, France is poor. We must be economical.
Can I see him?
Oh, I insist on it.
Well, now I know what they mean when they say right between the eyes. Was it the same gun?
Monsieur is in the best position to know.
What are you getting at?
Ask yourself this question. In the last 12 hours, there have been 2 murders in Paris, and each time you appear on the scene. How do you account for it?
Just lucky, I guess.
Yes, but no one's luck can last forever. May I see your hands?
Now, look here.
Please, oblige me.
Well, if you're looking for powder marks, that...
Merci, monsieur.
Hey, what's the idea of the handcuffs?
Merely a precaution. You seem to know Paris so well, it might occur to you to take French leave. Shall we go?
You and your children can expect to live long thanks largely to better medicine and surgery. But you could expect to live even longer were it not for the danger of automobile accidents. If driver education could be taught in all of our high schools instead of only 1/3 of them, it might someday help to save the life of your own son or daughter. If your schools don't have these courses, demand driver education for your children. And in your own automobile, remember to drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
If you're planning a trip to Paris this summer, let me tip you off about the Palais de Justice. Go out of your way to miss it. France is no place to see through iron bars. One look convinced me I ought to tell Marat about my work as an American agent. Well, he was properly impressed. He phoned the embassy.
I see.
And they must have told him plenty.
There is no question in
all of
mind.
It bad.
Well, I'm very much obliged for your help. Well, it will no doubt come as a shock to you, Monsieur Waring, that your embassy...
knows nothing of my activities. Well, they warned me if I got into a jam and have to get myself out.
Ah, what a pity.
Now look, I tell you, I didn't kill Emile Diderot.
No, Florette Duval, I suppose.
No.
Then who do you think did?
Why don't you ask Vaughn?
Pardon?
Robert Vaughn. He's the one who made the wheels go. Emile was working for him.
Well, then why should he kill him?
Emile was going to sell him out. If you'd only pick him up...
But we already have.
What?
Unfortunately, we were compelled to release him. He had an excellent alibi.
Oh, sure. He was at the Soviet embassy when Emile was killed.
How did you guess?
I'm psychic. You don't believe him, do you?
Well, can you prove that he's lying?
Wait a minute. Maybe I can. But I'm going to need Jerry Collier's help.
Oh, unfortunately, that raises a problem.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
You know where Monsieur Collier is?
I ought to. I took him there. Get a car and I'll do as much for you.
Honey. Oh, excuse me, fellas. I gotta say hello to an old friend.
Hiya, Vera.
What have they done to you, sweetie?
Not a thing.
Well, if you're trying to start a new fad with those iron bracelets, forget it. I don't think it'll catch on.
Vera, this is Inspector Marat of the prefecture.
Enchanté, madame.
Likewise, I'm sure.
We've come for Jerry Collier.
Why?
You know, the boy...
Oh, yeah, I know. You're turning him in?
I don't have much choice.
Well, they say you learn something new every day, but this is kind of a shock. I never took you for a rat.
I'm sorry, Angel. Is he still in the back? Mm-hmm. All right, Mara, let's go.
Your friend seems disillusioned.
I can't say I blame her.
Here?
Yeah.
That you, Vera?
Oh, it's me, Collier.
Who's he?
The cop.
Why, you jerk.
I couldn't help myself. They had me pegged as the killer.
You?
Yes. I guess I'm selfish, but I'm kind of attached to this neck of mine, and I'd hate to give it up to the guillotine.
Correction, monsieur. We hang you now.
Not me. Collier's going to bail me out.
How?
Remember me telling you about that Robert Vaughn character?
The commie?
Yeah. Well, it now develops he has a cast-iron alibi. Now, get this. He claims he was at the Soviet embassy when Emil was killed.
You mean Emil, the concierge?
Uh-huh.
When did that happen?
Well, if you don't know, no one does. After all, you murdered him.
You know what you're saying?
I think so.
You're out of your mind. Where's my motive?
You felt he was responsible for your killing Floret Duval. And I suppose he was.
You're crazy. I told you she was dead when I got there.
Yeah, that's what you told me. You also said you didn't go into her apartment the second time.
Well, I didn't. I just stood in the doorway.
Then how could you see the body? It was in the bedroom.
You see my point? 5 will get you 10. He's still got the gun on him.
You're darn right. All right, both of you. Stay where you are.
Don't be a fool, Collier. Let me have it.
You asked for it once before. Remember what happened?
Yeah, but I think your luck's run out.
I'm warning you.
Is she wearing?
It's all right, Mara. He wouldn't dare shoot.
No? Didn't fire.
Yes, but mine will. Shall I demonstrate, or will you take my word for it? I cannot get over it, Monsieur Waring. Such fortitude, such courage. I have never seen the like of it in my life.
Who are you talking about?
You? Oh. The way you walked up to Collier when he had that gun pointed directly at you was most impressive.
There's nothing, Mara.
Oh, nothing, he calls it.
I know whereof I speak. How many shells does a Colt 45 hold?
6.
How many slugs did you find in Emil?
3.
And in Fleurette?
The same number.
Well, there you are. 3 and 3 make 6. I knew Collier's gun had to be empty.
But he could have reloaded after the murders.
Huh?
But, of course, with your knowledge of criminal psychology, you figured on that.
You want to know something? I never even thought of it. Good night, Inspector.
Bonsoir.
The Case of the Babbling Brooks. The Case of the Babbling Brooks. That's the title of next week's adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that even though blood is thicker than water, it sometimes is a lot easier to spill. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake. Produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Helen Coulet as Fleurette. Others in the cast were Ralph Bell, Betty Gard, Ken Lynch, Brett Morrison, and Everett Sloan. This program came to you from New York. This is Fred Collins speaking.